灵坏是没有真正的和平。
Because there is no true peace or unity outside of Jesus.
我们所做的不是创造一个合一啊，这合一已经在这里了。当我们信耶稣的时候，我们所需要做的是保守，因为合一已经在那里。
We cannot create a unity because it is already there. All we can do is to keep the unity there.
我们所做的就是竭力的保守圣灵所赐的，借着耶稣基督而来的，借着我们的相信进入到耶稣基督里面已经有的那一种合一的关系。
What we can do is to keep this unity of spirit through the bond of peace from Jesus Christ.
所以你读这个保这个耶稣基督他所讲的这句话啊，我们就会体会到啊。耶稣就告诉我们，只有在他里面才有合一。
So when we read this and we think about it, we would understand that only with Jesus we would have unity.
初读的时候，这句话讲的很不大容易理解的。
When we first read it, it's kind of hard to understand.
耶稣不是和平之子吗？
Isn't Jesus the Son of Peace?
耶稣不是和平的君王吗？
He's King of Peace.
他不是来到这个世上要创造带来真正的和平吗？
He come to the world to bring the true peace.
那为什么他还讲说，你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
Then why does he say, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。
For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
Man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
耶稣在这里讲，实际上当人的罪没有被清除，当人没有在耶稣基督里面的时候，即使是在人看见最亲的啊，
父子的关系，母女的关系啊，这个家里人的关系，也没有办法真正的
Here, what Jesus is telling us is that if there's still sin inside you, if you do not truly accept Jesus Christ, even your closest relatives, your parents, you still cannot have the true meaning of unity with them.
所以耶稣来，因着有人信耶稣，有人不信耶稣的缘故，就产生了这种的彼此的对立的关系。
So when Jesus is here, there are people who believe in him and people who do not, and that is where the conflict generated.
但是当我们借着相信进入到耶稣基督里面的时候，就能够形成人与人之间，人与上帝之间这样一个合一和好的关系。
But through faith, through us believing in Jesus, then we can have this unity, we can have this harmonious relationship with each other.
耶稣所带来的这个福音首先是一种的分别。
The gospel Jesus brought us first is to separate.
产生信与不信的分别
，separate of believing or not believing，
在基督里和在基督外的分别
，in Jesus and out of Jesus。
所以保罗体会上帝的心肠，他在以弗所书里面，他的关注点不是在世界的分别。
So Paul understands this. So in the book of Ephesians, his focus point is not world peace，
而是他在劝勉我们这些重生得救的人，要竭力的保守神给我们的这个合一和好的关系。这是非常宝贵的。
And he's telling us to try our best to keep this unity that's given from God to us, which is very precious.
他在这里讲的不是一个国家民族的一个统一，而是讲到在基督耶稣里的那种的合一。
He's not talking about world peace or the unity of certain country or a nation, but he's talking about the unity in Jesus.
是讲到在教会当中，我们这一群人弟兄姐妹之间当如何的彼此相处，因为那是福音带给我们的一个极大的祝福，就是主里面的合一。
He's talking about in church among us sisters and brothers, how do we get along with each other?
因为保罗知道，在罪人当中，有的只是弱肉强食，武力征服。
Because Paul knows among the sinners like us, all we have is the weak will become conquered by force.
因为他知道在罪人当中有的只是表面上的和平，却没有心灵当中真正的合一相通的关系。
Because he knows among sinners like us, there will only have this peace on the surface, but there's no real unity in our souls.
有的只是在宣传当中的所谓的和谐的社会，然而实际的情况是社会当中充满了彼此的欺压、不公不义和人心里面所积攒的那种的深深的彼此的怨恨和不满。
He knows that the harmonious societies only exist in the propaganda, and in reality, it is full of mutual oppression, injustice, and hatred.
为了表现出一种所谓的和谐社会，必须封住人的口。
To show a so-called harmonious society, people must be silent.
因为一旦让那个白纸上写满了字的话，写的就是两个字，就叫控诉。
Because if people are have the right to write on white paper, and then we will see what people write on is accused.
我这次回到大陆有机会跟一个三字教会的一个传道人在聊天。
When I came back to China this time, I had a chance to talk to pastor who's from a Three Cells Church.
他就告诉我这个。其实这个三字教会里面有很多这个政府的要求。
He told me there are a lot of government requirements for the Three Cells Churches.
他特别提到哈，政府要求教会有叫五进五化。
And he specially mentioned the government requires five advances and five modernizations for Three Cells Churches.
什么叫五进呢？就是这必须有五样的东西要进入教堂。
The five things need to enter the church.
他指着我旁边的墙壁，你看，我们教堂一定要挂中国国旗的。
And he pointed on the wall and says, we must hang a Chinese national flag in our church.
这是政府的硬性的要求。
This is must be.
在这五种进入教堂的中当中，有一个他提到很有意思。
And one of the things that need to enter the church is very interesting.
政府要求我们创建和谐社会的这种的价值、这种理念，一定要进教堂去宣传。
The government requests us to bring the concept of creation of harmonious society and to bring this into church.
基督的教会要配合政府啊，要在创建和谐社会这件事情做出贡献。
And we need to contribute as well as a church to the harmonizing society.
基督教会要与其他的宗教要搞好关系啊，不能说佛教的坏话。
Christian churches need to have a good relationship with other religions.Buddhism.
基督教的传道人不可以讲说信奉道教的人不能得救的。
And we cannot say that people who believe in Taoism cannot be saved.
不能讲穆斯林所拜的神是假神。
We cannot say that the Muslim worship wrong idol.
不许告诉人耶稣基督是唯一的道路真理。
We cannot tell people Jesus Christ is the only way and truth.
不要告诉这个世界说除了耶稣基督以外别无拯救了。
You cannot tell the world that other than Jesus Christ, there's no hope.
要讲和谐社会，要讲大家都是好的，所有的宗教都是好的。
You need to say all religions are good.
教会要帮助政府创建和谐社会，不许讲真理。
You cannot talk about truth.
要帮助政府来宣传谎言。
You got to help the government to spread the lies.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须意识到哈，不光是在中国大陆，在北美，在世界各地。
Sisters and brothers, we need to realize not only in mainland China, in North America and all over the world.
一个讲真理、讲真话的教会才是这个世界唯一的希望。
The only hope of the world is a church that's able to talk about the truth.
我们要站在真理上，告诉人说，这个人与人之间的破碎、破裂关系的破裂的病根是人的罪。
We need to hold on to the truth and tell people that the root of the conflict among people is the sin.
只有借着十字架的救赎，除去人心中的这种的罪恶，才真正有可能实现合一。
Only through the redemption of the cross to get rid of people's sin can accomplish unity.
我们必须在这个世界上不断地向这个世界来做见证，缔造世界的和平。唯一的希望是主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is the only hope that we can have world peace.
停止战争，停止杀戮，除了在人心当中除去人的仇恨之外，别无他路。
Stop wars and stop killing each other. The only way to accomplish this is through Jesus Christ.
而且我们要向世界做见证，这一件事情，耶稣基督的十字架，除去人与人之间的冤仇，除去人心中那种怨恨，已经成就了。
We need to witness to the rest of the world that this is exactly what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross.
这是保罗向我们讲的，这圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
Now this is what Paul told us, the unity of the Spirit.
是借着人的重生得到。
Through the reborn of people.
是耶稣基督早在因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
这是在第二章的时候保罗向我们 宣告的真理，耶稣基督而且以自己的身体废掉了冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
It is in chapter 2 Paul told us setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
这和睦既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility.
这是保罗在前面已经宣告的福音的真理。
This is what Paul has already told us.
如今到了第四章开始让我们这个飞机落地哈，来实行这个真理的时候，他就很诚恳地劝勉我们，既然我们蒙了这么大的恩典，已经得了这个世界所得不到的东西，已经进入了这个合一，我们就要竭力地保守圣灵所赐的这个合而为一。
Now since this is what Paul told us in chapter 2, now we are at chapter 4, the plane is landing, we are going to remember, this is what Paul is telling us, that we need to be unified with the Holy Spirit.
这句话简化来讲的话啊，他用了很多的修饰语哈。如果简化语法上来分析，就是一句话，就是一个命令，就是要保守合一。
If we analyze the sentence grammarly and make it simplified, it's only one word is important, that is keep the unity.
这个合而为一的心，这是中文翻译成加进去的啊，你是读英文。他直接就是讲，就是保守合一。
In English, make it easier, just to keep the unity.
其他都是修饰语。
Other words are all modifiers.
保守的是圣灵所赐的合一。
What we keep is the unity that's given to us through the Holy Spirit.
而且在基督徒的行事为人，教会在世界上的行事为人，这个见证的第一件事情，他讲的就是合而为一。
And we walk the life. The first thing is to do in life is to keep the unity.
这是保罗讲了我们的行事为人与蒙召的人相称之后讲的第一件事。
This is the first thing after Paul of teaching.
第一位的事情，保罗代表神告诉我们，还不是说我们有多大的能力，我们有多少的资源，我们有多少的人在这里。
And the first thing when Paul told us is not because how great power we have.And how many people we gather together?
最首要的教会里面应该保守的是合一。
The first thing in the church is to keep unity.
第一位的事情他没有讲，都要脱去旧人，穿上新人，基督徒的生命要不断的更新。
The first thing he did not say to wear off the old self and put on the new self and to have a renewed life.
他第一个讲的是合一，因为知道在人生命成长的过程当中，他必须有一个合一。平静平和的一个环境，这样生命才能够健康。
Because he knows that we need to have a unified environment in order for our spiritual life to grow.
他第一个讲的还不是属灵的征战，如何对付这个魔鬼，讲的还是合一。
The number one priority when Paul preached, it was not the spiritual warfare, but unity.
因为这一群的基督徒，基督徒的家庭，夫妻两位，如果他们不能够保守在主里的合一的话，其实他已经败在魔鬼的手下。
Because a couple Christians, if they could not keep unified within Jesus Christ, they actually already falling into the trap of the devil.
如果这一群人当中没有彼此相爱的心，没有彼此这样一个和平的联络、爱心的宽容的话，他根本就没有能力去对抗魔鬼。
Because if for a group of people they do not have completely humble and gentle and patient bearing with one each other, they cannot have the true peace among them.
所以保罗用一个很强烈的语气告诉我们，要凡事谦虚，要凡事温柔，凡事忍耐，要凡事上用爱心去互相的宽容，在凡事上用和平去彼此联络。
Therefore, Paul preached us that be completely humble and gentle, be patient and bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
而且要竭力的保守圣灵所赐合而为。
Make every effort, which is just to do your best, to your utmost best.
显然这件事情是不容易做到的了。
Apparently, this is very hard to do.
这件事情保守我们当中的合一好像不是一个太难的事情，而是一个不可能的事情。
And, to keep the unity among us seems not something too hard, it's just something impossible.
凡事哦。
In everything.
小到家里的夫妻的关系，大到团契教会中的弟兄姐妹同工之间的关系，凡事都要谦虚，凡事都要温柔，凡事都要忍耐，这可能吗？
Nothing from little things within your family, among husband and wife, big things, maybe the ones conflicts between co-workers at church. In every little thing, we need to be completely humble and gentle and be patient and bearing with one another. It is impossible.
我们跟任何人在相交的过程中，就不能有一点放松的时间，就不能有一点的放肆，这可能做到吗？
When we communicate and interact with people, we cannot relax.We cannot make one small mistake. Is it possible?
不仅平时在跟人聊天的时候，还是在正式的开同工会的时候，都要用爱心去互相的宽容，用和平去彼此的联络，谁能做得到？
Not only when we talk to each other clearly, even when we have a formal meeting, we need to do the same, be humble and gentle, patient. Who can do this all the time?
一次两次三次你都要忍耐，七次八次还要宽容。
One time, two times, three times, you need to be patient. Six times, seven times, you need to bear with each other.
七十个七次都要饶恕得罪你的弟兄，原谅他，这可能做到。
And 70 times, seven times, you need to forgive the brothers who offended you. Is it possible?
竭力啊，不知道大家读到这个词的时候会想到你什么样的经历。
We mentioned, make every effort. I don't know what experience, you thought about.
这个竭力这个词是很最强的一个语气哈，就是那些苦读的那个莘莘学子们哈，点灯熬油，为了考试，为了这个拿好成绩哈，晚上点灯在那里读书，这样一幅的图画，竭力的去做。
We think about it, we thought about students who worked really hard,read books till midnight and with a light in their office, and we thought about this hard working.
这个竭力这个词是描述那些运动员在运动场上为了争冠军，为了争金牌，把他最后的力气都用上去奔跑的那个一个图画。
This word is also used to describe the athletes when they are on the competition field. They did their utmost best and use the last effort toOut of them to win a gold medal.
就像每一个做妈妈的，当她生孩子的时候，而不是剖腹产啊，自然生的时候，生到最后好像已经没有力气了，但是还是要竭力的把这个孩子生出来。
Like every mother, when she's giving natural birth, at the end she has already used all her strength, but she still needs to push really hard to give birth to the child.
我们要这样的去竭力的保守弟兄姐妹之间合而为一的关系，谁做到过？
We got to make every effort in such a way to keep the unity among sisters and brothers.
这段经文我读下来不下几百遍。
I have read this verse no less than 100 times.
讲到我也讲了几十遍。
And I preach on it for many, many times.
在神学院快毕业的时候，特别花一段时间去到原文希腊文当中做这个字词的分析，语法的分析，好好的研究了这一段经文。
Right before I graduated, I especially took a time to learn the original word, which is in Greek, and to learn the grammar and the true meaning of each and every word.
所以那段时间我在神的面前有个立志，只要有一个教会请我去讲道，第一次的话我一定讲这篇道。
So I pledged that if someone invite me to preach the first time, I'm going to preach on this one.
这段经文我可以背得滚瓜烂熟了，都藏在心里。
I remember every little bit of this verse.
当我再一次用这段经文去检视我自己的时候，我发觉我自己还差得太多。
But when I use this verse and to look into my own life, I felt I fall apart.
我真的做到了。
Did I do what I asked for?
我真的凡事了吗？我真的竭力了吗？
Did I make every effort to keep it in every single thing?
这么难做的事情，几乎是靠着我们的自己的力量是不可能做到的事情，为什么保罗要让我们去做呢？
Such hard thing that only rely on ourselves and our ability, it is impossible. Then why would Paul still ask us to do it?
为什么要竭力地保守圣灵所赐的一个？
Why do we make every effort to keep the unity that's given to us through the Holy Spirit?
这件事情为什么如此的重要啊？我在想说，哎呀，那我看看保罗他有没有做到呢？
Why keeping unity is so important? I told myself, let me take a look at Paul and see if he actually did it.
保罗不也是跟巴拿巴有这个吵架最后分手的经历？
Had a fight with Barnabas and went separate ways.
保罗他自己亲自建立、亲自牧养的这个哥林多教会，不也充满了各种各样纷争、不合一的事情？
The church that Paul created and nourished, the church of Corinthians, also had a lot of things that not unified.
保罗为什么要写信给以弗所，要我以这个为主被囚的劝你们？为什么他要这样劝这个以弗所教会？不说明以弗所教会也存在不合一的状况。
So Paul wrote letters to the church of Ephesus just because the church of Ephesus, they do have things that not unified.
为什么还要这样去代表神去劝导所有的教会所有的基督徒要竭力的保守合一？
Why does he still do this? To ask all the churches to do their utmost to be unified.
因就是保罗看到合一这件事情是我们教会的本质的事。
It's because Paul sees that unity is essential characteristic of a church.
一个不合一的教会，一个不合一的一群的基督徒，是跟他们所宣称的信仰相直接矛盾的。
If a church is not unified, then the people in the church are going to an opposite way of what they proclaim they're going to.
所以彼得讲啊，保罗讲完这个啊，要竭力保守合一之后，他马上就讲为什么？因为身体是一个，圣灵是一个，指望是一个，一主一信一喜一神，连着讲七个原因。
Because then Paul says that one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, and one Father.
既然我们宣告说我们教会是基督的身体，是一个身体，怎么可能身体和身体之间会彼此相咬相分呢？
I think we proclaim that there's one church, a church is Christ's body, then how could the body, how could there be two bodies?
如果这一个身体的内部一部分的细胞在吞噬另一部分的细胞的话，这个身体很快就会死亡的。
If some of the cells in the body is trying to absorb other cells, then the body is about to die.
既然圣灵已经内住在你的里面，内住在我的里面，你的里面的圣灵和我里面的圣灵怎么会彼此打架呢？
Since the Holy Spirit has already been living in you and living in me, then how could the Holy Spirit fight against each other?
既然我们都是同有一个指望，将来我们作为一家人要在永恒当中永远在一起的话，我们怎么会在地上为这事为那事彼此相争呢？
Since we already have one hope, which is that in one day we are going to live in Christ forever.
既然我们宣告我们信的是一位主，这位主就是我们教会的头，我们都听这个头的话，这个身体怎么会不合适？
Since we all believe in one Lord and he is the head of the church, how could the body be not harmonious?
借着我们同样的宣信，借着我们的洗礼都归入到基督，归入到一个身体当中，我们当中就已经有了圣灵所赐的合而为一。
Through one baptism, we all become one, which is the unified that comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们现在是同一位神，这一位神是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，而且是住在众人之内的。既然我们是这样的一群人的话，怎么可能不合一？
And the Lord we believe is one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. How could we be not be unified together?
弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的心，教会的这个合一的这个关系，是因为我们的相信而带来的这个本质的生命的改变，自然带来的这个结果。
Because of we believe, that is the natural consequences that we all united together as a church.
而且保罗在第一章的时候就向我们宣告那个事情的结局啊，结尾的时候会怎么样呢？要照所安排的日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
And in chapter 1, Paul already told us what happened at the end, to be put into effort when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
在那个时候还没有满足之前呢，上帝在地上放了一个 demo, 放了一个样品，就是教会。
Before that time comes, God put the demo which is church on earth.
上帝就要借着这一群重生得救有基督生命的人来彰显在世界上找不到不可能实现那个合一，就成就在这一群人当中，这是我们教会的使命啊。
So God put people who are already reborn and shown the true unified life through them to show the rest of the world.
教会被称为初熟的果子，那个最后的收成还没有进来之前，先让这批初熟的果子让我们先尝到这个甜味，也让这个世界看见那个果子应该是什么。
The church is called the first ripened fruit. Before the harvest came, God wants the world to see what the ripened fruit looks like.
第二个原因，为什么我们要竭力的保守圣灵所赐二位一的心，就是因为这种的方式，我们彼此相爱的关系是最有效的。向世人，向这个世界来做见证的方式。
The second reason is unity is the church's most effective witness to the world.
大家还记不记得主耶稣基督讲的话？你们若彼此相爱，有彼此相爱的心啊，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
Do we remember Jesus once said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
这个世界怎么能够认出我们跟他们不同？
How could the world recognize that we are different?
就是借着我们内在的谦虚，凡事谦虚认罪人，彼此相爱，用爱心来互相宽容而达到。
It is through our humble, our love in each other, our patience.
我们可以向人去讲，用言语去传这个福音。
We can speak out the gospel to people.
但是当人进到我们的当中去看到我们彼此在相争，彼此在相咬相吞的时候，
But when people,
这个见证是没有办法站立的。
When people come to us and they see we actually fight against each other, and then this witness is not going to last long.
这是在第三章的时候，保罗说，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
In chapter 3, Paul says, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
上帝要借着我们这一群人做一个见证，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在就得知神百般的智慧。
His intent was that now through the church,The manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heaven's realm.
第三个，为什么合一这么重要？因为合一是使教会成长的基本的保证条件。
The third reason is that unity is a basic guarantee for church growth.
就像这个自然界所发生的一样啊，如果这个风啊、雨啊、这个冲啊、洪水啊，这个任何生物植物也好，动物也好，没有办法在那里健康的成长。
It's like in the nature, heavy wind and heavy rain is not good for any crops to grow.
自然界是如此，教会里面我们弟兄姐妹的生命也是如此。我们要在一个合一和好的环境当中，让神的工作能够不断的展开，使我们的生命的成长，使人进入到这个教会当中，我感受到什么？
Our spiritual life, the growth of our spiritual life is the same. We need to be in a very stabilized, unified environment for us to grow spiritually.
我们会问说，保罗，你自己在这个过程当中啊，也有缺失，也有软弱的时候，为什么你还这样强烈的要求别人去做同样的事情？
We may ask Paul that during your own experience you were weak and you made mistakes. Why do you still request us to do this?
你们会讲说，哦，何牧师你自己也没有达到那个目标，你也有跌倒的时候、软弱的时候，为什么你今天这样强烈的劝我们去竭力的和好？
And we may say, Pastor He, yourself even did not do what you just taught us. Why do you ask us to do this today?
因为保罗知道这是上帝的旨意。
Because Paul knows that this is God's will.
他也相信这一件事情一定会成就的时候到的时候。
And he also believed that this thing will be accomplished.
将来时候到的时候，在永恒当中，这真正的合一和好，在耶稣基督里面，在圣灵的联络之中，这个合一的这个景象一定会实现的。
In future, the unity will happen in Jesus Christ.
虽然我们有软弱有跌倒的时候，不等于说我们今天不朝着这个方向去努力。
Even there are times we fall, we make mistakes, does not mean that this is not the target that we are working towards.
我们各自都有在这件事情有缺失有犯罪的地方，但不等于说我们不可以在神的面前认罪悔改，重新的站立，朝着这个标杆去走。
Each one of us has fell short on this aspect.
我们现在所需要做的就是要与主来同工。
All we need to do now is to co-work with God.
祈求圣灵加给我们这样的能力。
To request the Holy Spirit to give us the strength.
把天上的事情带到人间来。
To bring the heavenly things to earth.
把将来要成就的事情带到如今来。
Bring the future things to today's world.
为了上帝的荣耀。
For Lord's glory.
让我们一起来学习，在持守、保守合一的过程当中，我们经历那个生命的成长。
Let's all learn together and grow in unity.
我们可以问一个问题，神要让我们去做的哪一件事情是容易的？
There's one question we can ask. Which thing God requests us to do is easy?
哪一件事情的成就不是若不是靠着圣灵的同在，主的同在，圣灵加给我们的能力能够实现。
If not, with Holy Spirit, which thing can we accomplish by ourselves?
保罗说我们行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称，这件事情可能吗？
Is it possible that Paul tells us that we keep unity?
能给我们这样浩大的恩典。
Is it possible that we live a life worthy of the calling we have received?
他把他自己给我们。
Lord gave Jesus Christ to us.
把圣灵给我们。
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
把我们带入到一个属天的蒙恩的地位当中。
He bring us to where we are blessed all the way.
然后现在轮到我们，要让我们的行事为人跟这样大的恩典相称了。
Now it's our turn that we got to live a life that's worthy of the calling that we have received.
若不是圣灵的充满和同在，这样的事情是不可能。
It is impossible unless we have the Holy Spirit being among us and with us.
这是为什么保罗不住的在以弗所书当中在那里祷告。
This is why Paul constantly prayed in the book of Ephesians.
因为他清楚的知道，清楚的明白，若不借着祷告支取神的能力，这些事情是不可能发生。
Because he clearly knows that without through a prayer, this kind of thing is impossible.
他在上帝面前屈膝祷告。
He kneel down in front of the Lord and pray.
求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量能够刚强起来。
He prayed that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
我们心里的力量如何能够刚强起来？
How could we become stronger?
如何能够刚强到一个地步，能够承受，能够实现神交托给我们这样大的使命？
How can we be strong enough that we have the capability to accomplish what God gave to us?
就是要借着祷告。
It is through prayer.
这不是人间能够发生的，这必须是一个神迹。神在我们当中先做了这个工，让我们里面的力量刚强。
It is not something that's going to happen in this world. It is a miracle, and it can only be accomplished through prayer.
必须借着耶稣基督，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
It must be accomplished through Jesus Christ, through having Jesus Christ living in our hearts.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So our love, being rooted and established in love.
一个植物一旦扎下了根，一旦有根，它就会长的。
Once a plant has roots, then it can grow.
一个新的建筑一旦它那个基根基打好了，它就可以在上面建造的。
Once a building has foundation, it can be built.
这些我们在主里面的成长啊，是要在神的工作当中，是要在一个合一和好的环境。
Our spiritual growth needs to be happening in a unified, stable environment.
保罗祷告要让神的名啊，在教会当中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀。
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations.
这些都是神自己的工作。
That's God's work.
让我们配合神的工作，来依靠主，来祈求圣灵的大能大力，充充足足的运行在我们当中，在世上成就实现那在人看起来不可能的事。
Let's work with God and through the Holy Spirit, so we can accomplish things that cannot be accomplished in this world.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我想提醒大家一件事。
Sisters and brothers, I want to remind you always one thing.
就是当我们追求这件事情的时候，我们常常会比较关注我们纵向的跟神的关系。
When we are working on this topic, we pay more attention to our relationship with people.
这是对的，这是不可或缺的。
And this is right.
但是我们要平衡，不要忽略横向的人与人之间的关系。
But there, we need to balance it. We cannot neglect the relationship between people.
这里讲的凡事谦虚。温柔忍耐都是讲着横向的人与人之间的关系。
When we talk about being humble and love and respect, it is talking about people with people.
是的，我们必须在神的面前要谦卑自己啊。但是这里讲的谦虚是讲说在人的面前要谦虚的是会去倾听，要去接纳，要去了解别人的想法，接纳别人的想法。
It is true that we need to be humble in front of the Lord, but what we talk about right here is to be humble among each other.
用爱心互相宽容，这是指人与人之间的关系哦，就是你身边的，好像这个实实在在的，有血有肉的，有毛病啊，有脾气的弟兄姐妹哦。
And we love each other, we talk about each other, which are the sisters and brothers that we see, in church every day.
用和平彼此联络，用这个竭力的保守，这都是讲到我们在一群实实在在的弟兄姐妹当中处理这些关系的时候，我们要注意。
Keep unity is talking about the sisters and brothers that we meet and we co-work every day.
大卫是被先知拿单提醒啊，神差派拿单来到大卫面前向他讲话，神没有直接向大卫讲话，是借着先知拿单对他讲话。
So God sent the prophet Nathan to speak to David. He did not speak to David himself.
虽然他不爱听，但是感谢主啊，大卫有一个谦卑的心，一个温柔的心，就匍匐下来认罪悔改。
Even though he didn't like it, but David has a humble heart, so he kneeled down and he repented.
保罗重生得救的时候，他要等在大马士革，要等那个亚拿尼亚来为他祷告哦。
When Paul was saved, he waited in Damascus.And Ananias came to baptize him.
所以神常常使用身边的人来帮助我们。
That God used people nearby to help us.
所以今天这段经文让我们看到合一作为教会行事为人中的第一位，因为是什么呢？第一，它是教会的本质。
So unity is the first in the life of our church. The reason for that is unity is essential characteristic of the church.
因为它是对世人最有效的见证。
And because unity is the most effective testimony to the world.
因为它是教会成长的基本的条件。
And unity is the basic condition for the church growth.
所以我们要凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相的宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力的保守神已经赐给我们的合一的心。
Therefore, we need to do what Paul has preached us in this issue.
给大家接下来这一周有一个操练。
And there's a practice. I challenge you all for the following week.
这两天天气很好哦。
The weather is very nice these days.
好多弟兄姐妹可能要做这个秋季大清扫。
Many sisters and brothers may have already planned to clean out the house.
要换季了，要这个预备了哈，准备过冬了。
For fall, to get ready for winter.
下周我们要守圣餐了。
Next week is Holy Communion.
鼓励大家用这一周的时间做一次属灵的大清扫。
I encourage you all to do a spiritual clean house during this week.
有一个具体的目标哈，针对你跟人的关系方面来做一次属灵的大清扫。
Specifically, we work on the spiritual clean house on the relationship between people.
你可以思想一下你们夫妻的关系与儿女的关系与自己父母的关系当中有哪些东西需要清理的需要认罪的需要悔改的需要和好的地方。
Let's think about our relationship with our spouses, with our parents, with our children. Is there any aspect that we need to repent, we need to make correction?
第二个想想你跟周围弟兄姐妹有些可能是刚认识的有些可能已经几十年在一起的弟兄姐妹关系当中有没有哪些东西需要被清理
The second aspect is, let's think about the relationship between us and sisters and brothers around us. It could be the one we have known for so many years. It also could be, the people we just know for a few days.
第三个思考的想想你心中有没有你怨恨的人
The third one is let's think about if there are people you hate in your heart.
怨恨 hate 有点太强了因为你
resentment
你想起了不喜欢的人
people you do not like.
有些可能是最近发生的事情引起这种不愉快，要快快的去清理，不要让它积在那里。
Some might happen recently. There are some not pleasant moments. Please figure out a way to solve the conflict.
有些可能是积累了多年了你想起来你觉得哇这个有点积重难返很难处理的事情。
There may be occasions that things happen so many years. When you think about it, you feel really heavy on your heart.
但今天你知道上帝的心。
Now, today, since you know God's heart,
你听到上帝的吩咐。
And you heard his word.
需要竭力的保守。
To do everything to make you.
首先在我们自己的心中来除去那个怨恨。
First, get rid of the resentment in our heart.
求神赦免我们在心中积攒怨恨的这个罪。
May God release the sin that in our heart that we allow it to accumulate the resentment.
求圣灵来赦免，来洁净我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit clean us, clean our hearts.
也求神预备合适的机会与对方和好。
May God prepare a good opportunity, a proper opportunity that we can unify with each other, become friends again.
我在主的面前为众弟兄姐妹来感恩。
I'm very thankful in front of the Lord for all the sisters and brothers.
因为我们有机会能够在主里面成为一家人。
Because we have this opportunity that we become true families and with the Lord.
我为能够在服事当中一起同工的这些的同工们来献上感恩。
I'm very thankful for the co-workers that we all co-working together.
因为在彼此的配搭，在一起这个服事的过程当中，我们都可以学习凡事谦卑温柔忍耐。
Through working together with you all, we all learn to be humble and respect and love each other.
我可以跟众同工一起，彼此生命磨合生命，一起在主里成长。我献上感恩。
I'm very thankful that our life affect each other's life.
我也为我所遇见的这样的难处难题来感恩。
I'm also thankful for the challenges and difficulties I encountered during my life.
因为我知道每次难度越大越是我们经历主极大无比的能力和恩典的机会。
Because I know the more we are challenged, that means the bigger opportunity we have, which is to accept the Lord's blessing.
让我们能够在主里面彼此的劝勉，彼此的提醒，照着神的心意去行。
So we can all remind each other and love each other in the Lord and do things according to His will.
来唱这首回应的诗歌，合二为一。
Now it's time for the response song.
感谢主的话语，在主里让我们一同来寻求这个合而为一的心。